Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle. Are we on?
Are we on?
Are we on?
Hi.
I hear us.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hi. This is Ron Lim.
Happy
co-host.
New Year.
Ron literally just slid into his seat.
I just
slid
in.
We are on.
The microphone wasn't working.
I turned the wrong mic on. I thought your jacket was your place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder.
Yep.
Anyway,
okay, all right.
This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Radio Talk Show, along with our co-host with the most, Coco. Lenny
Matthews.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see
everybody.
You guys.
Thank you.
Tyler,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right, you guys, all you listeners out there, our phone number here, you're going to need it so you can call us. 530-605-4567. If you're already listening to us, you don't need to know, but KCNR1460.com to listen to us live. You can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can...
Oh, come on. That was flat, you know?
Oh,
I assumed you were there. The 999s are coming.
I was
ready, too.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
And you can text L at...
707-499-8999.
See, it has to happen.
Yay!
Reminds me
right.
of the cheesy car...
It is.
70s commercial.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's cheesy. All right, Lenny, you're going
to
tell us.
You
about
want
her.
Me to tell you about?
I want to hear about
the sponsor,
about
huh?
Excellent sponsor.
Yeah.
Going into the new year, we are still lucky to have K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated as our sponsor, and we love them. And I'll tell you something: these two husband and wife team. They are powerhouses, and hopefully we're gonna have them this month at some point as guests on our show.
That'd be great.
Because they're phenomenal, the way they have put together their business and ran with it. And the business is so good. You know for a fact you can't grow your business unless it's a good business. So.
You should have been around when I had my farm.
Yeah, they took off and ran with it. They have, I think at least 5 locations now. And one of the things that separates them from their competitors is they are a true industrial staffing company. So they're OSHA approved. That's a big deal. And if any business owner is listening tonight and they want more information from K&S Staffing Solutions, so they can go on the website, which is KSS4jobs.com, and there is a form there that they can fill out. Just answer a couple of questions and they'll give you a call right back during business hours. It's that simple, very user friendly. So as we go through the show tonight, I'm going to give you a little bit more information at each break about K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, and you can give us a call if you've got any questions as well.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you to our
K&S. Sponsors. Amazing.
So
amazing.
Yeah, so tonight.
What
tonight,
are we talking about?
Well, so, first of all,
yes.
Who stayed up till midnight?
I did.
I made it.
I was woke up at midnight.
Well, that counts.
Yeah.
I fell asleep alone.
I was at Monroe's at karaoke until 2 o'clock
in the morning.
Of course you
were.
Well, of course you were.
Our youngest fan made it all the way until 1 in the morning. We watched Green Day. She might
wow.
be giving us a call, too.
Nice. I just love hearing from
Oop.
Her. Well, I worked so much. I worked 30 hours in 2 days over
oh,
the weekend.
Yeah.
I literally woke up on New Year's morning fully dressed with my phone on my face.
And you didn't drink either, right?
No.
Waiting for that magic call.
Obviously, I was looking at something on my phone. I passed out, so... No, it was just a long weekend of work, things that needed to get done. And
well, we can,
but I heard all the commotion going off.
Well, I got
yeah,
to
our
say,
my dog's crawling under my
I got to say goodbye to 23 and hello 24.
Nice, Ron.
I didn't even get a kiss. Not even from my granddaughter.
Oh.
I didn't have her. So I'm going to have to make up for it. Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Oh, there he goes. Right,
here we go.
Oh, there you go, Ron. Get it.
Stuff happening in the studio tonight.
It's getting Ron. Steamy in here, man. You that guys are fogging
right, there's your kiss.
That shade of lipstick looks really good on you, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. So what are we talking about tonight,
Elle? We're just talking about, we're going to talk about our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations, our ambitions.
Mm-hmm. Bucket list.
Bucket list for the upcoming year.
Bucket list for this year.
What do we have on our mind for the upcoming year? Who doesn't start thinking about the next year? What's coming in the next year? What do I want it to look like? Maybe we don't, but I always do. I don't make resolutions. I kind of did this year, though, but it was more of a goal. Less of a resolution and more of a goal because it's something I really want. But looking forward, you think about the year behind us, and then you know, on Facebook, you get all of these, what do they call them? Reels. Reels that just show everything that happened this past year, and it's stunning.
Crazy.
It's stunning to think back. Wow, we went through a lot and we lost a lot of people, and moving forward into 2024, you know, what do we want that to look like for us? That's what we're talking about.
Well,
so join us, anybody that would, it's brave enough to share some of their hopes, aspiration, dreams, bucket list. Lenny, I know you've got a bucket list. You've been talking about it, and I want to know what it is.
Well, maybe we should take turns. And let me paraphrase.
I don't like taking turns. I like interrupting.
Okay, well, all right. Maybe you should start first then.
I pick you.
All right, I accept.
Okay.
So the reason I don't make resolutions is because if I break them or I don't see them through, I do the guilt and shame thing. And I think we all have enough of that. Okay. So I'm not going to beat myself up because I wasn't able to do exactly what I told 50 million people that I was going to do for the year. And then have to go in hiding for 6 months because you didn't lose the 25
you
pounds.
You just broke your promise to yourself. That feels horrible.
And brag to everybody else. So,
and then my thinking in on that is, if I didn't have what I needed to have in order to do it 3 days ago, why am I going to have what I need to have
exactly,
to do it?
It's just the day. Yeah. So
it's gold.
Exactly. Yeah. And even more than that, it would be maybe a wish, a dream, a hope. Those are attainable to me, and I think it takes a lot of the pressure off, and I think it makes it pretty beautiful, too. So one of the things that I've been missing a lot this last year is not so much taking care of me, because I do pretty well with taking care of me other than spoiling me. I don't do that, but I eat well. I get lots of exercise. I try and surround myself with great people, but I treating myself would be doing more of what I love, which is being out in nature. I missed fall. Fall is my favorite time of year. I didn't get to take a drive up to the mountains, walk around, collect rocks, scenery, explore. There's several places right in Northern California that I haven't been to since I was a little kid with Mom and Dad, and I really want to go. And so New Year's Day, I didn't have anyone to go with, so I went alone. Mm-hmm. And I went up to Lassen Park, and I thought, was yesterday the sunny day?
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't New Year's Day. It was the day after. It was yesterday. And I thought, why not? Just go, Len. You're a big girl. So I packed a lunch and took my warm clothes and drove up to Lassen Park and hiked around, and it was so beautiful. And at that moment, there was a second where I wished I could turn around and look at someone and say, want to walk this trail with me? Let's go. Mm-hmm. But it was still better than not being there. So if I have to, I'm going to go by myself, but I'm going.
Good for you.
Yep.
I love doing things by myself, but those kinds of things I'm a little bit scared of. We'll re-explore this after we come back from the break.
Okay. All right. Be right back.
See you in a couple minutes. I've never caught a glimpse how the others would see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
On this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
Good evening, this is L, and you are joining us on the Ask L Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Talk Show. And we also have our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening, happy new year.
Oh, yeah, happy new year to you girls and Tyler. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Call in and tell us what you're hoping for this coming new year, or the new year we're in. And you can also text L if you don't want to talk on the phone at
707-499-8999.
There you go. There you go. Now I don't have to do it.
You have to do it.
Oh, okay.
No, nine, nine. It's my thing. It I is started thing. It.
Oh, we're sharing.
You can also.
I thought you said we didn't share. We just interrupted.
You can also message any one of us on Facebook Messenger at Ask L Lenny Matthews and myself, Ron Lim. And Lenny's going to tell us a little bit about the our sponsor.
Our sponsor this month, starting out the new year with K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They are the source of your workforce, and they really are. All you have to do is tell them what you need, and they'll get you the perfect fit. That works between the employer looking for an employee or an employee that has a skill and is looking for a perfect job to work. So one of the reasons that they are able to do such a perfect match is they go through an in-depth interview process, and their staffing consultants are excellent. They're skilled in it, actually. They were hired for this, and it helps them determine the best fit for the employee and the client. So you're not bringing on a hire and teaching and wasting time and have them not be the right fit.
I like that idea.
So that makes the results last longer. They're more productive, and the employees are happier, too. Very, very important. These guys understand what a lot of businesses don't get. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're so successful. You should see their employees.
They have an amazing model. What about their employees?
Their employees are like happy. Family. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so happy. They all come in and greet me. They remember my name. They bring me pie, cake. I feel like
they're about
I work there. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
it's
great.
Wonderful.
I think businesses just forget how important that is, and they, you know, it becomes a situation of diminishing returns if employers employers don't take care of their employees.
Exactly. Yep. So if you want to get a hold of them, either way, employer or employee, give them a call at 530-605-4517, or you can walk through their door. They're on Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping Center.
Well, thank you, Lenny.
You are very welcome.
And thank you also to K&S.
Yes, thank you.
For their sponsorship.
Yeah, for their loyal sponsorship.
Yes. So now we got all that out of the way. Yep. We were talking about what before the break?
My bucket list. I said I wanted to go on little day trips and travel and not wait for somebody to go with me and just pull up my big girl panties and go. So what about you, Ron? What do you hope to do that's new and or
well,
continue?
Well, as every other year,
I wanted to say to that, though.
Oh, go ahead.
Before, just because I love doing things on my own. I don't mind doing things on my own, but going out into the wilderness like that, you know, that is pretty brave. I don't know that I would have the big girl panties to do that.
I'm a country girl. I've been raised in the country and on farms and ranches, and I'm pretty self-sufficient, self-reliant out in most situations.
I just think there's so many weirdos. I guess that would I'd just be worried about.
Well, don't think that I'm not packing or carrying something.
Ah, okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah,
I would worry about the big there bad we go. Wolf.
Yeah, lions or and tigers bear. And bears. And, yeah.
And there,
I just take my hat off to you for that.
Unfortunately, there are people that you have to worry about now where, you know, 30 years ago you really didn't. So
right. You could hitchhike back in those days.
Yep. Well, not that I would, but...
Me neither.
But I'm not... I it's not the bear I'm afraid of anymore, really.
Right.
It's
the people.
It's the man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I was about to say, for New Year's...
Yeah.
I look forward to waking up again every day.
Yeah, you're here.
I did it for a whole 365 days last year. I'm hoping for another 365.
At our age, that is a blessing.
Yes, waking up is a blessing. I'm also, this month anyway, I'm really looking forward to my next birthday.
That's right.
Yes.
Are we doing the same thing we did last year?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a big party again.
Okay, but you don't get a present for me this time because I overdid it Christmas.
No presents.
Okay.
I'm just announcing that
you
on the radio
made
now.
That Christmas dinner spectacular, Lenny. Thank you.
Yeah,
well, I love you guys. That's why.
So, yeah. So, immediately, I'm looking forward to that.
Party.
And my birthday. There's many other things, too, I'm looking forward to.
Anything different that you haven't done that you want to do?
I want to go on a cruise again.
That's for old people. Save that for when you can't do
anything. I disagree with
that.
I think it's for families. I think...
I did. I was bored to death.
Never been on one.
I want to spend more time in the country.
It'd be fun to just experience it.
I think I'm going to fix my ultralight.
Oh, Ron, that's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a way to go.
One of the best experiences of my life.
What a way to go.
A ride on your ultralight. It's like a motorcycle with wings in the air.
I think we all
You don't
know.
Have any, you're not enclosed.
Not enclosed. Nope.
Yeah, I've seen lots and lots of videos.
Yep.
Been you haven't been on it?
Yeah, I've been on one, but not his. His has been broken.
Well, you know, hope to continue to make new friends all the time. Continue with my, you know, helping as many people as I can.
You do help a lot of people.
Helped move some people this week and last week and the week before.
You're a good friend. You're a good friend to your friends.
So, that, for now, anyway. Whose turn now? Your turn.
No, it's her turn.
Oh, it's your turn.
We're not taking turns. We're just talking. Right now I'm laughing.
And nothing else is what?
You guys cannot see Lenny.
Oh, wait. I had one more. Since you got to be a grandma this year, mm-hmm. and Katie got to be, mm-hmm. who's the other one?
Deborah.
Well, you're a grandpa.
Well, with Harlow. But I mean,
we're talking about this year.
This
brand
year.
New one.
Yeah, I got him last year.
Are you having a baby?
No, I'm not.
Where are we going with this?
Boys can't have babies, okay?
You know what I mean. But
I'm just hoping that, you know, my son, Sean,
Of course, Anna, I see.
You know, my
that would be awesome. Yes,
make
it would.
A grandbaby sometime this year. Maybe.
I'm not the oldest first-time grandparent.
No, I'm not even a grandparent yet.
Thank you very much. So even if it happens within the next 2 or 3 years, I'm still going to be the oldest grandma alive.
Oh, it may not be that long.
First-time grandma.
I told my kids they better have babies before we're all in diapers at the same time.
Who's going to change whose diapers?
I don't know. I'm just going to do it.
We don't call them diapers. We call them D-pins.
Oh. Wow. Well.
I believe.
Oh, I thought they were adult pull-ups.
Yeah. You know, I think that's how they work. I got a pack at home. I just haven't looked into it yet.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a little too much.
No, I got
a
birthday present.
So Tyler, I want to hear about your New Year's wishes.
Actually, I got something huge planned. I haven't told anybody.
Oh, are you
going to
tell us?
I am going to attempt the world record for the longest time playing guitar, 124 hours.
What?
Mm-hmm. I can do it. So I got an electric guitar.
You're going for the world's record.
Yep. I called Guinness Book of World Records 3 days ago.
124 hours.
Yes, but you get 4 hours of sleep.
Okay.
And the way that I'm going to work it is electric guitar has distortion, right? So I can play an electric guitar, set it up, and it'll have distorted sound, so I don't have to play it the whole time. So
isn't that cheating?
Nope. You just have to have music come out
of me.
Of
whatever your instrument
for 124 hours with only 4 hours of sleep a night. So.
Hmm.
And
that's normal for me, 4 hours of sleep.
That's the reason why I did it, because I don't sleep very much. I'm not a very good sleeper. So.
This is exciting. When are you doing this?
Next year, I think I'm going to try to do it right before my birthday, so that way I can break it on my birthday.
I just love this.
Yep.
Next year or this
next
year?
Next year. This December 17th is my birthday, so next Christmas I'm training for an entire
year. This coming.
Yes, this coming Christmas.
Okay.
Maybe we can remote it into this.
That's what I'm hoping. I haven't told anybody yet.
124 hours?
Now everybody knows.
For
2 minutes
of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to promote it heavily.
Awesome. That's a pretty cool.
I don't know about you, but I'm not staying behind the mic for 124 hours, right? Playing guitar.
I might just listen to a little bit of it.
Yeah,
during the show.
All right, Elle, spill the beans. What about you?
I know. What about me? So I do have some goals for this year because I feel like I can finally do it. I think, you know, we opened up New Life Discovery Project in 2023, and that has been just blindingly busy, you know, getting that set up and going. It's been amazing. What an amazing experience. And I think as we go into 2024, we're going to have the right people. We can bring people in, get help, get support. So it's going to free me up. Part of that getting freed up is I have become obsessed with Formula One racing. So
really?
She's wrinkling her nose at me. Yes.
Of all the things in the world, it's cool. I love Formula
One. Obsessed.
Oh, man.
So one of my goals is to go watch a Formula One.
Oh, I thought you were going to be a driver.
You know, Elle, I got to tell you, I've volunteered at golf tournaments. They're always looking for volunteers if you want to go and do one of those things. You can get
it
for free.
I have seen those volunteers get hit on the race.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I don't want that to happen.
No, I watch a lot of Formula One videos.
Who got you into that?
TikTok.
And when?
TikTok. Recently.
I haven't heard about this.
No, it's pretty recent. I was just watching. We used to do, when I was growing up, we did a lot of high adrenaline stuff when I was growing up. We went to Speedway every weekend and watched the races. I rode motocross my whole life. You guys know that. And, you know, we just were into that. That was our culture growing up. My dad was an aeronautical engineer, and so we had friends that I grew up with lifetime. We would camp together from May until September. We would all camp together out in the Mojave Desert. We would camp on this dry lake bed, and people would fly in with their planes. People would, you know, families would come. So it's sort of in my DNA anyway to like this kind of stuff. But something came across it wasn't TikTok, it was Twitter, now X, and I just saw these racing. I'm like, you know that? It just, I don't know, it got me. And now I'm obsessed with it.
Interesting.
So dangerous.
No, I'm not planning on doing it. I just want to watch it. Yes. And then I do want to skydive this year.
Ooh.
Yes. Do you want to do that?
No.
And what?
I can't.
You're going to offer for me to jump out of your plane?
No, I'm just going
to
say.
I'm going to be strapped to somebody that knows what they're doing.
I can't see jumping out of a...
Perfectly
running,
good?
Not perfectly. No plane's perfect, but a running airplane? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I do want to try that. So I have that I want to do and do some traveling.
Well, maybe let
and I want to buy a dual sport. So we're going to stop right there and take a break and come back.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle. Tyler, you're killing it with the music tonight.
We are
having a hard time stopping our dancing.
And this. I saw you lip syncing. You're pretty good at that, Lenny.
What's that?
I saw you lip syncing.
Oh,
pretty good.
She's entertaining. You have no idea.
And you are Blondie, too. So.
And I'm Ron Limko, to this Ask Elle Show thing.
He's trying to figure out where to fit that in.
I'm trying to figure out where I am. And we have with us our co-host with the most,
Lenny
Matthews.
And Tyler.
Tyler
in the booth.
I'm here too, yes.
You are part of this show, Tyler. I'm so grateful that you weigh in.
No, and, I love it.
And our phone number here is 530-605-4567. And you can also text if you don't want to call. You can text L at
707-499-8999.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Or you can text us or message us.
Did you just snort?
I just snorted. You guys really do get to me. I'm not over here just laughing.
You guys are funny. Message us on Facebook at to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. And I think our co-host with the most, Lenny.
Can you guess who it is?
What?
Our sponsor.
Starts with a K, ends with an S.
About wraps it up, Ron. K&S Staffing Incorporated. You're a goof. All right. And they are the source of your
workforce.
Thank you very much. There'll be a test after
this.
That's
how good their slogan is.
I know it. KNS, here's another one. KNS Staffing Solutions Incorporated believes in finding the right candidate for your business the first time.
I love business. It. Well, that's a big promise, and I bet they knocked that one
they
out
do
of
fulfill
park.
It.
Yeah.
Or they couldn't put it in writing.
Right.
So all you have to do is tell them what you need, and they get you the perfect fit. And they will set you up no matter what kind of job you're looking for, construction, manufacturing, hospitality, automotive, even medical or administrative. The list goes on and on and on. They are a true industrial staffing company, and they're OSHA approved.
I love it.
So.
Phenomenal company.
Yeah, really.
If
and
I,
truly.
If I didn't have a job, I'd go to them for a job.
Oh, for sure.
I so have I. to say, while we were on break, Dawn texted in an entire...
Like to give the phone number, if you don't mind.
I'm telling you, I have bumped my cotton picking head tonight.
Too much
530-605-4517 is their local number. Or you can go to KSS4jobs.com. Or you walk right through their door, and they will help you. They're on Bocelli Lane in the... Bocelli Lane Shopping Center.
All right.
In my excitement, I just couldn't help it. I got so excited because someone texted me an entire year's schedule.
Wow. Well, you want to, you notice I grabbed that right back though because these are my babies right here. Yeah. KNS Staffing.
Oh, of course. So. Rightfully so. You should have grabbed it back. Good job on that.
Thank you. So, are we taking the call, or are we going to read your text?
One of the texts was just getting an entire year's schedule of Formula One racing.
Oh, that's great.
Rotations.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe we ought to take the call then. It's from Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Tom.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hi, Tom.
I know who you are. Tom from Ohio.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you for calling in.
It's always good listening to your show.
Well, I appreciate your loyalty to our show.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love that.
Yes. Very appreciative.
One of my highlights for this year is planning my wedding with one of your longtime listeners, Michael Dominic.
Yes. We know that's coming down the pipe.
The most special person in the world.
Is that happening this year? You're planning it this year or having it this year?
We've got a lot of things to do, so it's going to be 2025, but it's
going
to
be a fun year planning.
Yes.
Congratulations. So
looking forward to hearing all the details of it.
Yes. That's super wonderful. Yes. Yeah.
But y'all have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Happy Tom, New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
What a sweet thing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
By the way,
loyal listeners across the country.
Yeah.
They're all family. Loyal listeners.
Well,
Joni's not. Joni's not family, but she might as well be. She's
well, you guys,
like a soul sister.
You guys talked me out of that cruise for old people now.
What?
We'll talk later about that.
I just
because I've been on old person cruise.
No, I'm just saying.
Actually,
that
I was young, but I should have been old because I felt old on the cruise.
Well,
I didn't get to spend any time in the countries. It was. On the ship, off the ship, back on the ship.
Well, I decided.
That would be disappointing.
He's trying to say that.
I decided I'm going to go to Italy instead.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
When are we going?
Oh.
I'm not paying your way, but I want to go too.
Yeah, Italy. I think it's a romantic country, right?
It is. I've been to Italy.
I just watched a movie that had a lot of pictures of Italy. It was
have you not traveled much?
No.
Interesting. I would have thought.
No, I worked my whole life.
Yeah, he worked. Yeah.
But
same
yeah,
here.
I'll put Italy on my...
Well, so did I, but I still traveled.
I didn't. I raised my son.
Yep.
Well, la-di-da.
Well,
oh, look.
My job, I could only get 3 weeks maximum a year and never in
I feel attacked. No, I was working. I didn't travel. Well, I was working.
Well, I think it's great that
actually,
you were
I
able
was
to.
Fortunate because my job was traveling. I mean, I worked for the airlines.
So yeah, that's so
I
cool.
I did have that advantage to it. We have a caller.
We have another caller.
Joni.
Hi, Joni. You worked for the airlines?
I did in my 20s. I worked for American. Yes.
Oh,
Happy
that's
New
very
Year, Joni.
Cool.
She was the mechanic.
Happy New Year.
I was listening here, and I heard my name mentioned, and I thought, well, I'll call in, even though I have no resolution.
Oh, you
That's
must
okay.
Have
I'm sure you have goals, plans, ambitions, even if it's just to take a nice relax. Man, you had it rough for a couple of years. You had a tough job.
Yeah,
a good job, but a tough job.
Yeah. So, but I have to vote with you guys on the cruise. I would like not be a cruise person. But that's just me.
I enjoyed the one and only I went on, kind of.
Yeah, they sound fun, but I only if you get an opportunity to visit the destinations.
Oh, but you don't get that long. It's the problem. It's a great thing to relax, though. It really is.
Yeah.
Great for relaxing.
Well, I had a good time because it was my first and only, so it was different.
Yeah. And if you're
anything
with someone,
new, anything new is adventurous.
True.
But thank you for calling in, Joni. It's just nice having you call in and talk to us. And
I'm here every week listening.
Nice to
I don't
hear
always
your voice.
Call in, but I'm here listening.
Yeah.
So
well, thank you for that.
You guys have a good new year.
Well, thank you.
And to you.
We all have lots of plans.
Have good, have good plans for the year. And
thank you, Joni.
And we all be healthy. That's my goal. Everybody be healthy.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Joni.
Bye.
So I have to read this text that came in. From Michael, we were talking about grandparents earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that the oldest grandmother, first-time grandmother, her name was Marianne Wallenberg, became a grandmother for the first time at 95 years old.
Wow. Well, let's hope I'm not. Yeah.
If she was a grandmother at 95,
I know.
How old was her?
50, 60, I guess.
Wow.
No. Well, she'd have to have one at 40.
Well, I had my son at 40, and if he waited till he was 50, then I'll be dead.
No, you won't.
Okay.
You're too feisty. Yeah.
That is, I had my last at the same age, and she, my youngest is also the one that gave me a grandbaby, so, thankfully.
Yeah, you never know, though, really, truly. I want him to wait and find the right girl, most important. Most yes. important.
Oh, yeah, that is very important.
Okay, so I have a thought. Can I say
absolutely.
Something?
Let's hear your thought.
Is it okay, Elle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm holding space.
You're the boss. It's your show. So I didn't know if it was my turn.
Oh, wait. We're not doing
we're
the
not
turn
doing
thing
turns.
Tonight. We're just
okay,
jumping
so
up.
What I would really, really like to do, and if I want to do something, as you both know, I make it happen. It happens. I want to be able to get back out on the water and do a tournament slalom run on my water ski this year.
That would be awesome, lady.
Now, I have skied, but I haven't done the buoys in years. And you have to be in shape to do that, to do it safely. It's dangerous. Mm. You can hurt yourself, especially at my age. But if I can build up enough strength in the right areas, I will be able to do it. And
how do you train for that besides just going out and getting on the water and doing it?
There's certain areas of your body that needs to be strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your lower back.
Is that something you do in the gym?
Absolutely.
For those of you listening that don't know, Lenny is quite the accomplished person.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Too humble.
Well, she's just done a lot that I admire. For all of her dancing. She does 67 different types of dancing. And she's skis upside down on her hands.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
She did competitive water skiing. And snow skiing?
No, I was just, I did the...
Dancing on skis
in the pyramid.
Yeah, you were on the top. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, she did that fancy America. Stuff.
You seen that?
Really? Yeah, like in the movies. Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what she did.
It's hard.
Lenny was a dancer, and it's so fun to go out with her because she can really tear up a dance floor, and she's funny
moves.
On top of it. What else have you accomplished? So for her to have this goal to go back out and do ski is reasonable, and exciting.
But I won't do it unless it's safe. I'm really healthy, and I don't have any part of me that hurts. So I'm not inclined to go out and do something stupid. But I would like to go out and just feel that.
Yeah.
That strength, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful thing when the water's flat and it's quiet and you just cut through that water. It's a feeling that is so amazing you can't even explain it. So I like to do that again.
That'd be awesome. Lisa.
Maybe this summer.
I want to support that.
And I wouldn't mind doing one more thing, and that is getting involved with the jewelry again. I was a jeweler before I got into broadcast radio
High
for 40
class
years.
Jeweler too, not just
I had
any.
A jewelry store. Mm-hmm. It was called Lenny's Jewelry, which is very original.
Very. Gosh, I never would have thought.
No, it's called Lenny's Jewelry.
No, Lenny's.
Lenny, my name.
Oh.
Lenny.
What am I missing here?
Original.
Original.
Name.
It's very yeah, original. Very.
I thought you said Carrie.
No.
Oh, I beg your
he
pardon.
He just doesn't understand because he has Lynn's Pharmacy. Right, so he wants your last name on it, so that's what he wants. Matthew's Jewelry, I know.
No, it was Lenny.
Yeah.
I wasn't Matthews yet.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, I'd like to get into some gemology again and help people that way.
That's creative too, isn't it?
It's, you gotta know it.
Oh, but he's playing music, so we're gonna get back to this
All
after
right.
the break.
Oh, let's take a break.
Okay, bye-bye. And no dread. Papa got a brand new bag.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
That for us?
Yeah, that is for the friends, yes.
That is a great song. I love it. This is Ellen. You're listening to the Ask Elle Show.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, along with co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening. Happy New Year. I'm feeling better every time we take a break.
I feel better every time I take a break. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Please call us and share with us what you want.
What's in your bucket?
Yeah, what's in your bucket was for this next year.
Don't you love that?
For the new year.
What's in your bucket?
And, Lenny, you're going to tell us about our amazing, fabulous sponsor.
Yes, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. And I will tell you, we were talking about my jewelry store. If I were to need to hire an employee, I'm telling you, I would call
that.
Eric, who's the owner of K&S Staffing. Mm-hmm. He and his wife, they are amazing. And what I love is they give you no end to the industry that you're looking for employment or the employer. Like automotive. I mean, where can you go where you can look for automotive, maintenance, janitorial, administrative, or even industrial?
All in one
really?
Place.
All in one place.
Slot.
Yeah, and they're OSHA approved. And their pay is very competitive, probably top notch. I haven't been to all the other ones, but I can speak for these guys. And the benefits, they even, can you imagine benefits with something like this? So yeah. you can't miss with K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They're amazing.
They've created an amazing model and they are above the rest.
Absolutely.
I would say that for sure. I mean, I send everybody I can to them.
So do I. So if you're a business, go to their website at KSS4jobs.com, and they have a little form there. When you log on to their website, ask you a couple of questions, and they'll get back to you right away if you're interested in moving further with them. Or you can just give them a call at 530-605-4517.
Very close to the
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated.
Thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions. Been a very faithful sponsor.
Yep, we love them very much. Okay, so, Elle, on the break you were saying that you were a little pouty because you hadn't gone through part of your list, so I'm just teasing you. Didn't you say you haven't gone through even half of your list?
No, I just said I had more things on my bucket, or not my bucket list, but my...
In your bucket.
Yeah, that I hadn't gotten to yet. Just some things that I was hoping to accomplish this year. But,
and I'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Would you now?
I thought you were going to tell us. You're not going
to
tell us?
Yeah, I was getting to it.
Yeah, well,
hey, I was just going to share. That's what we're doing.
We're all
sharing
ears.
We're sharing our goals, but one of the goals that I have this coming year is, you know, you hear a lot rolling around in the news and in the media, and you never know if things are going to change for us economically, but I came across this one reel where this guy was talking about, it caught my interest because he said the cure is, that's how he started out, the cure is in the disease. I'm like, okay, what is he going to talk about? Well, it wasn't what I thought, but he was talking about how he couldn't find a way to clean the glass on his wood stove, and he couldn't find the right solution for cleaning the glass on his wood stove. And he said the cure for cleaning the glass on his wood stove was with ashes. So ashes, if you apply ash to the glass on your wood stove, it cleans the glass. So it just got me curious. I just thought, how many other remedies are out there that are so far removed from us, we don't know what they are? So I just started researching books on how to survive. Yeah, how did people used to survive, or what are some remedies that people used to do? And I found this book called The Lost Ways. So my goal is really just go through that book and see what's reasonable to learn and to keep on hand and have some tools in my tool chest.
Wow, I love that.
Something happens. I mean, because you know, one of the commercials was just talking about that it's a way of keeping. You can create a heater in your home. I don't know if this is actually accurate, but it's similar, you know, with a tin can and a candle or something. You can create a heater, that kind of stuff. So that's one of my goals, is to get through that book and learn some new stuff this year, just in case the Obamas came up with some movie about a cyber attack that shut down everything and collapsed the entire economy. So what do you do in that case?
I just watched that. Julia Roberts was in it.
Yeah. How did you like it?
Honestly, it was really good. And then when I saw the credits and I saw that Mr. and Mrs. Obama were producers, I went, you're kidding, they're in the movies now.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. But it wasn't, it wasn't a headliner, but it was really interesting.
Yeah.
And of course, Julia Roberts did
it. What movie was that? I kind of started watching that.
I can't remember the name of it.
I don't remember either. It's rolling something, around in the media.
Something that's at the end of this world or something like that.
That's the one where they're in the ship comes up on shore.
Yes. That's the very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen parts of that.
I've only seen part of it so far.
You know, Elle, just to let you know, my mother used to keep a farmer's almanac around because every year the farmer's almanac always had home remedies in the back of it. And I think the ashes, Mom taught me about the ashes for the wood stove, but the old farmer's almanac used to have all kinds of household home remedies for stuff back in the day.
Yeah, like you can use grease to clean grease. Elbow grease. Like you can use grease to clean things. It needs elbow grease. So the grease cleans things. Grease takes stuff off stuff. So that's, I love that. I got a text in, and an anonymous text, so I'm just going to read it, that this person says that she doesn't really do New Year's resolutions. But the show tonight got her thinking that she feels like over the past couple of years, she's lost the better parts of herself. That's nice. Our show has got her thinking and, you know, not so much doing New Year's resolutions, but what are some goals and working on getting reacquainted with the better parts of herself. Give herself more grace, extend grace into people around her, and practice more of a what can I do for you attitude.
That's nice.
Thank you for texting that. Thank you for texting that in. It's nice to hear people listening in and reflecting
That's really what we try and do is just to, you know, get people thinking, and if we can help maybe change a life or change a part of one or even a mood or a day is.
Well, three of us have done lots of things in that regard too.
Yeah.
I feel like we've changed a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm. I love that
just
part.
Just in our own ways and what we've done and then what we've done together as well. You know, you guys are on the board for New Life, and that's been a phenomenal project.
Oh, there's one more thing that, that I'm looking forward to this year. I forgot to mention that tomorrow, Wednesday, my life is going to change. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket tonight.
Oh, and you're going to win.
$700 million.
Ron, please don't forget who your friends are. I mean, you're really good
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, you know, producing is it.
Who are you?
It's pretty hard.
I was Nurse Ratched.
Oh, yeah, you're Nurse Ratched.
I helped you.
You took care of me.
So did she.
You guys took care of me when I had my surgery.
Yeah, don't forget that.
I won't forget you guys. But, okay. Yeah, 700-something million.
Wow.
I don't buy a ticket unless it's at least 500 million. It's just a waste of money before that.
How much is the ticket? A dollar?
$2?
Wow.
One ticket?
No. Well, I've got to hedge my bet. I'm going to buy $20 worth. Yeah, so go buy a ticket tonight. You might change your life, too.
Okay.
All right, I'll
share. Where do you
share.
Get those? I've never done that.
Oh, any 7-Eleven or gas station.
Is it the Powerball or?
Powerball, yes.
Okay.
$700 million.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So my life will change tomorrow.
Okay, I'm glad to know you and glad to know that.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. It just hit me. Because I had just remembered, it's right on my phone, go buy a ticket.
How would your life change if you had?
Oh, I would still continue working and living in my old house. And
your house is great.
Flying my tiny little plane.
It's the house you grew up in.
You would not. You'd go get a big plane.
Heck yeah, I'd go get a Diamond DA50.
I know you would.
He already knows what he's
doing. It's in my wish list already.
He wouldn't fix his ultralight. He'd just get a new one.
Yeah, get a new one that's built better.
Yeah, get your roof fixed and get my roof fixed.
Okay, you're soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so anyway, I just
wanted to throw that there. Is that your only New Year's?
That's a big one, so yeah, I think it's the only one I could do.
I think,
because it's huge. It's
well, you
take,
had
just
a
like
baby.
You, it'll take
you
a lot of training.
A baby.
It's going to take a lot of work. Yeah, and that's basically
you know, moving
what
into
keeps
the
me
new year with a beautiful family.
I know, I love her. She's so sweet.
Miss having your daughter in the studio.
She was going to come tonight, but it was raining, and I like to walk,
cool.
So I'm not going to walk her in the rain.
Nice.
Well,
looks like we're about that time.
Huh? We are about that time.
I guess we have to say goodnight.
Say goodnight and Happy
New Year. I don't want Happy New Year.
Okay.
Are we really finished?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Pretty much.
Okay.
That was fun. And thank you
Happy
for listening,
everybody. Thank you for joining us.
We'll see you again.
Love all of you next week.
Next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.